Hallelujah. Do you serve a mighty God? Hallelujah. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. And he's in our midst. The king is in our midst. And we come to worship him. Hallelujah. To give him thanks, to give him glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
No one like you, Lord.
There's no one like you.
All of the days of my life, I'll be here worshiping. All of the days of my life, I'll be here worshiping. All of the days.
Testimony that you worship God no matter what you're going through, knowing that He is God and nothing is truly impossible with Him. He's ever present, He's a loving Father, a kind and a generous God. Somebody say, I will worship Him all the days of my life. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, worship team. I was just listening to this song before I came to church this morning. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, see you later, children. Praise the Lord. Well, God day, everybody. Greetings from Apostle and I think some people, they skip today because they think we're both not going to be here, but one of us is here, surprise. So praise the Lord. Apostle is in God's River ministry, and he'll be back, so it's a short trip. Praise the Lord. Greetings from him, but he'll be part of the service this morning. So praise the Lord. His service is starting a little bit later, so he can sneak in into the service. Glory to God. And Brother Wes is there with him, so praise the Lord. All right, let us pray. Stretch your hands towards our beautiful children. Father, we thank you, God, for this wonderful day, this glorious day you've given to us. We thank you for blessing us with the fruit of the womb. Pray for all our biological children, all our spiritual children, all our partners, and all over the world, extended families, their families, in the name of Jesus, and all these wonderful children that stand before me and those hearing the sound of my voice, every child of God from 120 years old plus to zero form, to those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth every decade of life, Father, remember every one of them. Touch every one of us. Minister your grace. May we continue to praise you. May our testimony be we worship you all the days of our life. Will we give thanks every day of our life? Will we be appreciative of who you are and what you have done in our lives? We thank you for the breath of life, and we thank you that our week is going to be great. We receive divine strength, divine health, divine wealth, divine peace. And we thank you for all our teachers and all our leaders. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, children, see you later. Father, we continue to give you praise. Thank you, O Lord, for healing those that are sick and making them whole. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, and Spirit of the fear of the Lord. We welcome you into our heart, into the service, into our homes, into the family of God, into our city, our nation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Our scripture reading this morning, it's going to be very short because I'm going to be ministering shortly. So I need, you must excuse me when you see me sit. I'm just healing. So I need to rest because I'm going to stand here for almost 2 hours. So praise the Lord. I used to be able to stand straight 8 hours, not sitting. So I still stand, but if I can, we're seated in heavenly places and we're also standing. Praise the Lord. All right. Matthew 7. I'm going to, you can read the whole chapter at your own, so I'm going to just read a few verses from it. Matthew 7, I'm going to read from verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. This is Jesus speaking. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be what? Opened. Verse 9. Or what man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give it him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Praise the Lord. All right, I read from 7 to 12, so you can read the whole chapter at home at your own time. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless his word in our hearts, and may we do that which he has called us to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, let us, I'm just going to pray for the nation of Israel, and then I'll make an announcement, and then we'll continue with the service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord reigns. Father, we pray now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Father, the war going on there and all the enemies surrounding Israel, the Lord reign. Deliver your people from all evil. Save them, O Lord. Let the war cease in the name of Jesus. Father, we call upon the name of the Lord. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have mercy on your people. Have mercy, O Lord. Comfort mothers and fathers who are mourning and crying, and all the other people losing their own children. May they come to know that there is no reason for any unnecessary killing, but that they will turn their lives back to you, O God. Save your people, Lord. Save your people. Your word says, all Israel shall be saved. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, your firstborn. Israel, your glory. Father, we give you praise. We give you praise that you will do what no man can do. Lord, you are the answer to the peace of our world. We speak peace to Israel and peace to the nations. Touch all the enemies of Israel that they will turn their life back to you, O God. That it's not necessary to just be killing. In the name of Jesus, that God is the maker of humans. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray the peace for every nation where there's turbulence. Touch the nations and touch the leaders to come to the place of surrender to the living God and to do the will to bring peace to their people and prosperity to their people. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now for healing of your people. So many have been having sickness, one thing after the other, those that are sick. Heal, restore, and make them whole. May they give their bodies to you. You are the Lord of the spirit, soul, and body. We surrender our spirit, our soul, and body to you. We declare your lordship, and we thank you for your healing virtues. We thank you, God, for Apostle. As he is in God's river up north, that you will touch him and all the communities, minister your grace and power to the people. Thank you for ministering healing, deliverance, and wholeness to so many there already. Thank you for continuous mighty works in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing salvation and strength and power to the chiefs and the leaders there in the name of Jesus. Thank you for lifting the hands of the pastors there in the name of Jesus. Father, be in our lives, be in the service this morning. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, they are turning their life to you. Thank you for utterance, and thank you, God, for strength, and thank you for the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, we got some good news. So Apostle asked me to make this announcement. So we're making the sound system. We are almost there, but not quite. So we will need a little bit extra. So he told me that this morning we should try to raise another 4,000, and then budget is taken care of. So a lot of people have given. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A lot, let me count. Yeah, my family is also giving too. So about 9 people have given. So praise the Lord. Church is not full of 9 people. 9 families have given. So let the rest of us do our best. Say amen. Do you like the sound? Let me show you an example. So we don't want that. So praise the Lord. Nothing happens until the people come together. And we thank God for all our generous givers. We have generous givers in this ministry. Praise the Lord. Even some from Toronto, they gave also. So praise the Lord. 3 families from Toronto gave, and the rest from Winnipeg right here. So to God be the glory. And those of you that have not given, you can give. So we need... How much did I say he said? 4,000, that's what he said. And we need it like today, because tomorrow we want to pay the bill. Praise the Lord. So if you didn't come with it this morning, tonight, come with it. Some of you are saving money for different things. I don't know what you save it for. And then suddenly, a big problem comes, and you still have to pay. Let us not be paying for a problem. Let us take care of the house of God. All right, it's for the sound system. We're using it already, but we need to just make sure we pay completely for it. No debt in this church in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'll leave that. So let me see how many of you are willing to dip deeper. Just wave. I'm not going to call you, so praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. All right, make sure you do that when they're passing your envelope. Just put it in. If you don't have it today, bring it tonight so we know it is done. We like to pay the bill tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, that chapter is done. Amen. Can we shout hallelujah and a clap offering to God that it is done? Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I think maybe next Sunday, I don't know, it's up to Apostle if he wants to read the names and what people gave, he can do that, but he didn't tell me to do that. We never do that. We just give. But we keep the record in the house of those who give. Amen? All right, may God bless you and your family. And those who don't have, may God give you seed so you will sow. He say he gives seed to the sower. Somebody say, Lord, give me seed to sow. And he gives bread to the eater. Say, Lord, give me bread to eat. Amen. Praise God. All right. Well, this morning, so I finished talking our business. So let me say a quick prayer and I'm going to start preaching. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for your holy word. Thank you, God, that your word is a hammer. It breaks and destroys every yoke. It brings healing and restoration. Your word brings deliverance and wholeness. Your word gives us your wisdom. your knowledge and your understanding. He gives us victory and success. Father, let your word come forth now with power, with grace, with mercy, truth, and wholeness to the hearer and those who will run and publish your word, telling somebody about Jesus. Let your word fill my mouth now and flow freely to your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, praise God. Okay, my message this morning is not a very complicated message, but yet it is also powerful. Every word of God is powerful. Amen? It's the word of the Lord. Amen? The word is powerful. It's quick, it's sharp, it's powerful. It discerns, right? It brings wholeness. May you do that for me and you today. In the name of Jesus. The word I'm going to be preaching about today is my title. I think I gave you the title called Knock Knock. Who's at the door? Do you like that? Knock Knock. My grandkids like to play with that. Knock Knock. Who's at the door? And they say different things. But Knock Knock. There's always somebody at the door. Something is always at the door. Knock Knock. Who's at the door? May the person that is on the other side of the door is the person you want. Amen? If the mailman comes, what does he do? If you have a parcel, it can't fit your mailbox, so it comes to your home, right? Comes to your door. So many good things come to our door that we want, but sometimes there are things that come to our door that we don't want. So you want to, if somebody comes to your door, and they carry a shotgun and they want to shoot you, would you open your door for that person? No. So not everything that comes to your door is acceptable. Say amen. Somebody said we only accept only good things at the door. Many things happen at the door. Many things happen at the door. Every home has a door. Multiple doors. My home has so many doors. Your home has so many doors. You have more than one. But many things happen at the door. But before I go into the physical door, I'll start with one particular scripture with us. And the human, Genesis 4:7. You can put it up for me if you wish. Praise the Lord. Genesis 4:7. I've come to realize there's no message I preach that I don't go visit Genesis. I must pick one scripture from there. So praise the Lord. So I'm a Genesis lady. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because there was wholeness before mess. So Genesis 4:7, the mess have started. So let's read. It said, if thou doest what? Well, this is God. Cain and Abel, first family, first children of Adam and Eve, giving their offering to the Lord. So this thing about giving of offerings is not a new thing. It is from the beginning. Praise the Lord. God gave the first offering. Who can tell me what's the first offering God gave? When he slain the animals. So God started it. Once God established something, it continues. Amen? He slain the animal and took the clothing and cover human being. So from there, blood has to come. So I'm not teaching about blood this morning. So that's another whole topic. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So here, they continue with that giving. If thou doest well, so this is God speaking to Cain. The word of God says God had respect to the offering of Abel, but not of Cain. But if thou doest well, shall thou not be accepted? If thou, what? Doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Where does sin lie again? Sin, everybody say, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. What does sin do? I told you many packages come to our home. Not everyone will take. But one thing that is always at the door, that always want to come in, that you do not invite, is called sin. Nobody invited sin. But it was where? Where did he say it stays? He lies. It's not even just patrolling. He stations itself right at the door. May your door be clean today. That there is no room that when the enemy come and step there, he feels uncomfortable and leave. In the name of Jesus. And it says it does something. While it's there, it's broadcasting. It's broadcasting against you. And it says what? Unto thee shall be his desire. So he's telling your mind, take me in, take me in, take me in. He lies there and does what? Speaks. And begin to say, the Bible says, then your desire. This is the word of the Lord. It's not made up. Praise the Lord. He said, but the power to rule over him is inside you. Somebody say, I can stop sin. The decision is mine. Yes, he's there doing his stuff. You need to learn to do your stuff. Your stuff is, I stop you in the name of the Lord. You are not coming through my door today. Now, let's look at the meaning of door. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So door, gates, entrance, they are all the same thing. Let me open the scripture so I give you the proper definition for door. Hallelujah. So you make sure you prepare yourself and stop the enemy. Amen? All right. Door. Door in Hebrew is petach. So petach or petach is P-E-T-H-A-C-H. That's the spelling, petach. So it means entrance, gate, opening, or a place. Praise the Lord. Gate, entrance, door, they are all the same thing. Opening. May you not give any opening to the enemy. Any opening you give, remember, where does it stay? He lies there. He's just waiting for you to make a slight, what? Error. And he gets in. Unwanted guest. Uninvited guest that forces himself through. He just needs an opening. Now, the human has doors. God made us, and he made us with so many doors. Praise the Lord. Doors or gates. I'm going to use the word more doors this morning. Praise the Lord. We have them. You have two in your eyes. You have two. So does your eye open and close? Open and close. So doors are what? Entrance. Entry or exit. You have two in your ear. Do you have two in your ear? So that's four. You have two in your nose. And then you have one in your mouth. We have doors inbuilt in us. So we have seven in our head. Seven doors or seven gates. Now you have one. You have two in the south of your body. So I call the head north, and below is what? South. You have two in the south. One for elimination and one for betting. That's how many doors now? Nine. But there's another door. We have another door in our heart. That's the one we ask the Lord to come in. He stands on the other side and he knocks. And when you open, he comes in. So seeing light at the door, Jesus also is waiting at the door. Whom are you going to invite in into your heart today? Let us ask Jesus to come in. Say amen. Your door is never empty. Somebody is there all the time. Somebody is there all the time. Not only God. I mean, when I said the devil was saying, That's angels, fallen angels. Now, there are also good angels that wait at the door. May you receive the good ones. Say amen. All right, let's go to, I just told you, seeing light at the door. So let's look at the human. Has how many, did I say? 10? I told you 10 doors so far, yeah? So then there's an extra one that makes it 11. That one must come up. So that extra one is in women. It's called what? The womb. The womb will close up and open when the time is ripe. Praise the Lord. So you have, God is a genius at everything he does. And there's a reason for that. So I'm not teaching on all those gates today. I'm just mentioning a few things to get us to where I want to take us to. Amen. Praise the Lord. So make, praise God. All right, go to the, turn your Bible. Before you turn your Bible, in our heart, I did say we have an extra hidden one in our heart. So let me wrap up with that so I can move out of that section. So our heart, we have, in that one heart, in that one door, we have another four doors inside that one heart. I'm talking about hidden doors. So you have hidden doors where? In our heart. You have another hidden door where? The womb. Then you have, every other one is visible. But they are hidden doors. Then there's another four inside your heart. Four. One heart has four what? Four doors. That four doors, it says, as your heart pumps blood, four valves open. Each time your heart is pumping blood, right now it's doing it. It's just that we don't think about it. They're opening and what? Closing. So if you, everybody put your hand by your heart, can you feel your heart beat? So that's what is happening. Open, close, it's doing that. Four valves, they pump blood and what? They flow in the correct direction. As they open and close, they begin to make sound. Hallelujah. Sound. They begin to make sound. And as the sound is being, as the sound is coming together, we say we do what? We have a heartbeat. So sound is built inside you. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. God is a genius. He's a master of everything. So the four valves in your heart is called, number one is the aorta valve, the mitral valve, number two, the number three, pulmonary valve, and the fourth one is tricuspid valve. I'm not teaching on that. I'm just telling you there are four doors. So my topic is what? Doors. Doors. You have so many of them. And what did we read? Put that Genesis 4:7 back up, please. It says what? Sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over it. So how many doors do you have? You have so many of them. So it can enter in through any of those doors. How many of you prayed over your eyes this morning? Prayed over your ears, prayed over your nose, prayed over all these doors that I just mentioned. Do you see why we are like a sitting duck? What you don't know will hurt you. May you not be a lame duck today. May you not be a sitting duck. May you come alive and know who you are in God, in Christ Jesus. Say amen. It's there, I told you, it's there doing what? Broadcasting. If you don't take care and know that the Lord is there and make sure the consciousness of God is the one that is in those areas, you are in trouble and you don't know it. It's just a matter of time. May you not be a matter of time statistics. May you be a strong soldier in the Lord's army. Say amen. May you be a victorious one. All right, let's look at Revelation. Go to Revelation. chapter 3. I have to open mine, so I'll tell you the verse. 3:8. If you have it, then I'll read with you. Revelation 3:8, it says, Jesus is speaking. He said, I know what? I know the works. Behold, I have set before thee what? An open door, and no man can what? Shut it. And that has a little strength, and has kept my word. My word, and has denied, and has not what? Denying my name. Open door. May the open door of the Lord be the one that we have. Say amen. So the Lord sets before us what? Open door. May we have his open door, not sin door. Say amen. Somebody say, I receive. Verse 8. Did I read verse 7 and 8? Or I just read 1? Go to verse 7. I wanted to read both of them. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, so Philadelphia love, this sincerity that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man what? Openeth. What do we say happens to our heart every day? Open and close. So he has designed that so that when you begin to ask him to come, he opens and shut. But your part is to activate so that open and shut, he can shut all the doors of the enemy and open the doors of glory for you. Verse 8, so he says he opens and shut. Then verse 8 says, Behold, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee what? An open door. So nobody can shut your miracles. Whatever God has designed for you and your family, you shall have it. Nobody can shut down your health. You will have a healthy life. Say amen. Nobody can shut your spouse, your wife, your husband, your children, grandchildren, your business, anything that belongs to you, your ministry. God says, I have done what? Because he was speaking to the church. Church that operates in love, Philadelphia. He said, I've opened the door. The door is open. Hallelujah! We will walk through the door of victory and success, healing and health. Say amen. Of good relationship, godly relationship. Praise the Lord. He opens. Let's look at another scripture. He opens and closes the Revelation 4:1. Since we are already there. Verse 1. It says, after this, I looked, and behold, the door was what? Opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were what? Of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which must be hereafter. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I looked, and behold. So door is not a casual thing. That's hallelujah. Heaven is operating with door. God has put so many doors on us. And the devil has copied that and wants to pollute the doors. You are going to stop him. Say amen. You are going to stop him. Most of the problems we encounter always come with the physical doors we have. Those are the entry. If you want to talk about envy, how do people become envious? That's a sin, work of the flesh. Sight. Doors. Once your eyes see it, you don't have it yet, you want to do anything that is ungodly to get it instead of waiting on the Lord to get it. So once you make such decision, you have given your desire to sin. And that's what happened to Cain. Abel, they both gave offering. But when God was pleased with Abel's offering, and he saw God was pleased, what was that he saw? Sin entered. May what you see not bring sin into your life. Choose what you see. Choose how you see. Choose how you see. There's nothing wrong with somebody getting more blessed than you. You just give God praise and say, I'm next in line. You just go, me too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody has a new brand cell phone. You don't have it. You're still doing, I don't know what number they have now in cell phone, you know. So they change their number all the time. And then you don't have that one. All of a sudden, it's like, how did he get that? You should say, Lord, I thank you that the one I have is working. And I know I'm your child. So you go, me too. I will get when I need it. Say amen. He provides for all his children. He is a good father. He doesn't love one and hate one. God hates sin, but he doesn't hate any one of us. Say amen. Somebody say, God loves me. Yeah, you are his beloved. I pray this every Sunday. Israel, the apple of God's eye. We're grafted in, so you are God's, you are the apple of his eye. Yes. You are special and you are loved. Amen. Well, what we hear, I think I read to you from Ecclesiastes, was it last Sunday or 2 Sundays ago, that the eye and the ear is never satisfied. They want to hear more. They want to see more. It's never full. So your ears and your eyes must be dedicated to the Lord. Say amen. every day, not I did it one time, that's the end. No, every day. Sin does what? Lieth at the door. But Jesus also waits at the door. Jesus says, I am the door. So let's look for Jesus first before I continue. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. John 10. Can you open John 10, please? We can start from verse 1. I won't read the whole thing, so we're just ministering. Write scriptures down and go home and go through the scriptures at your own time. John 10, start reading from verse 1. It says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that what? Enter not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbed up some other way, the same is what? A thief and a robber. You must come through the door. The devil can't enter you except you invite him. You must do something that he wants, and then he comes. You must have his property. May you not have any of his property. But he that entered in, he that entered right in by the door is what? Is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the porter, you already know who the good shepherd is. Psalm 23 tells you who he is. The Lord is my shepherd. Verse 3. To him, the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth forth before them. I won't read all of it, so relax. I'm going to read up to maybe just a few verses, and then we'll stop. I'll probably read up to 9. He goeth, what? Verse 4. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep, what? Follow him, for they know his voice. May you know the voice of the good shepherd, Jesus Christ. May that be the voice that you listen to. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. for they know not the voice of strangers. Why is the sheep following? Because the sheep has been trained. It's been with the shepherd. He knows the smell of the shepherd. He knows the voice of the shepherd. He knows the sound of the shepherd. Remember, I said God built all this in you. You have sound. You have doors. Hallelujah. You actually have rivers. Remember those four valves? They are rivers of blood. They flow through your whole body, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. I said God is a genius. God is the master of everything. He knows everything you are going to need while he was making you. Totally prepared. You are well prepared to be an overcomer. Hallelujah. You are well prepared to be the best you in God. The only person who can stop you is you. May you not stop yourself. Hallelujah. Rivers in you. Rivers. Four. I'm coming back, so put your finger on verse what? Five. We're going to continue to read that. When he made the Garden of Eden, chapter 2, I'm not going there. What did he say? He made how many? One river flowing from God, right? Flowing through the garden in the east of Eden. And then that one head river became what? Turns into four. Hallelujah. So in the home he created for man, he put four rivers. But inside man, he put already four inside you. Four rivers inside your heart. So when you speak the blood of Jesus, those four are activated. They are doing things. I will not go into that. That's another day. But the point is, remember door. That's our focus this morning. Door. Somebody say, Lord, anoint all my doors. Touch all my doors. Let it not just be there. Let me not be ignorant of who I am. From this moment, you will never be ignorant again. You will come alive in the name of Jesus. You will know who you are. So you're not just an empty luggage, empty package, just walking around. When you are walking with purpose. When you sit, you are sitting with purpose. When you look, you are looking with purpose. When you hear, you are hearing with purpose. You know who you are. You know what kind of package you are. Well put together by the hands of the living God. Hallelujah! The devil only gets after you because he knows you don't know who you are. May you know who you are. I think it's happening right now. Something has shifted. Hallelujah! 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 So put your hand in your heart and say, my river blood is flowing very well. Unpolluted. God made it so. God didn't make it to be polluted, so something comes in, right? And pollutes it, but today it will be unpolluted. Say amen. All right, back to where I told you to stop, verse 5 of John 10. And a stranger will they not follow, but we flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. What did I say? Sin does at the door. It is what? Broadcasting. So are you going to listen to that voice? So from now on, cut off that channel. I don't hear you. Make all the noise you want to make. I don't read lips. Some people are good at reading lips. You're not going to bother reading his lips or hearing his sound. There's a different voice inside you, the voice of the shepherd. Verse 6, this parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. May God give you understanding, heart, and hearing today in Jesus' name. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. He told them, the shepherd, they didn't get it, so Jesus had to repeat. Aren't you glad he's so patient and he's teaching us his ways? Jesus says, I'm the door. Hallelujah. He is a door. I am the door of the sheep. May you be under his shepherd hold. In the name of Jesus. Jesus is the door. So let his door be the door that overrides every door in your life. Say amen. So when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Lord and your Savior, you're saying, be the master of all my doors. Jesus says, I'm the door. Hallelujah. Door of your eyes. Door of your nose. Of your hearing. Of your mouth. Of your heart. And every other part. Say amen. Say amen. So if you're a woman and you're going to give birth to a child and you say, did I open? Jesus says, I open and I close door. So when it's time to have a baby, you will never have a stillbirth child. Your seeds will never have that. Because from today, their doors are all anointed. Jesus will open and close the door at the right time. They will never be barren. Jesus said, I open. So barrenness is not part of you. But somebody will be whispering that, oh, I'm getting old. I'm 50 years old. I can have a baby. Who told you that? Up to 51, your eggs are very good. Praise the Lord. But by the time girls are getting to something, you know, society starts putting pressure, whispering. I say, shut all those voices down. You don't want to get to Mother Sarah's age, but the point is God put the bar so high that if you get to that level, you can still have a child. How does a great-grandma have a baby and no problem? Great. And the hip was not broken. The door was still able to open and close. Somebody shout hallelujah. Two more verses here. All that ever came before me, this is Jesus speaking, are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am, Jesus is saying again, who's the door again? I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be what? Saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. So Jesus is the door. Amen. Sin lies at the door. Well, he's not the door. He just lies, the trespasser. May Jesus be the door of your life today. In all the doors I've told you so far. There are so many doors. I won't be able to cover all of them, but I'll give you as much as I can. Praise the Lord. All right, praise God. Let's move from that. Let's go to... Turn your Bible to Romans 10. Romans 10. I'll probably start reading from the one they show me because they're very fast. 10. I'm doing verse 9 to 10. So Romans 10, 9 to 10. Now if thou what shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt what? Be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart... man what? Believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So I'm talking about door. You got to open your mouth and invite the Lord. Amen? And you have to speak it out. There's no silent salvation. It must be confessed. You must speak it out. Amen? So that when you open, he comes in. And he stays. May he stay in your heart and my heart. And from there, he begins to direct us. May the Lord direct me and you. Say amen. He said, confession is made unto what? salvation. So any other thing can no longer work. If you've been dedicated to idols, those idols and those altars can never speak against you again because you have changed your allegiance to the Lord. Say amen. Say amen. Whatever words were spoken over you that are following you, because those things, they work. Once you open it, remember seeing light at the door and he wants the desire? So somebody's going to speak something. So whatever has been spoken against you will never work. You are going to speak the name of the Lord. Can you just call his name right now? Jesus. Say, Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. Say, when you do that, you got salvation. You are saved. You are saved from all your enemies. Saved from every problem. Say, I'm saved. Say, I'm saved. Hallelujah. So in your heart, you have those four rivers. So you ask him. So the person controlling it, the master control of your heart now is no longer what? The enemy, it is the Lord. Say, Lord, control my life. Control every door in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, there are so many doors, so let me give us some few doors. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 14. So many, many doors, many doors. I wrote so many doors down, so I won't be able to give you all of it, but I'll give you a few of them. To God be the glory. So Isaiah 6. It says, the door, and the post of the door, what? Moved at the voice of what? Of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. If you read verse 3, what were they doing? What were they crying? Go back to verse 3. And one cried unto the other, and they were saying what? Holy, holy. What were they doing? Worshipping the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of the glory. And as they worship, what happened? The door what? Go back to verse 4. And the post of the door what? Moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke, filled with glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you begin to worship God, something begins to happen in the door. May all your doors be activated by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The doorposts move. Just from worship, something begins to happen to the door. Something begins to happen to the door. May the Lord open a highway for you. Things that have been shut, that you've been praying for solutions and answers, may it move. May it move. May it move. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it happened to Isaiah, say, in the year. So I'm not reading all of it. It's very interesting. So if we go back, this is a specific thing that happened, right? Isaiah 6, go to verse 1. It tells you it's a specific thing. So it's not giving a parable. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I did what? I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne and high and lifted, and his train filled the temple. So what he was observing worship in heaven. May your eyes gates be open so you can see the glory of God. You know, when you see the beauty of his holiness, every other thing is no longer compared. They are no longer interesting. Hallelujah. May your eyes behold him. Somebody say, Lord, anoint my eyes. Anoint my eyes to behold your beauty. Hallelujah. I'm going to come back to many doors and gates. Let me take you back to what happened to many things happen when at the door. Let's look at Genesis 6, 16. And then after that, you put 18, verse 1 to 2. 6:16, a window. This is about Noah's ark, right? God gave the design. I'm just trying to tell you, when God designed us, everything, he prepares everything. Everything is intentional. And a window shall thou make to the ark, and a cubic shall thou finish it above. And the door, somebody said the door. And the door of the ark shall thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third story shall thou make it. I'm only interested in the door. Here is God cleansing the earth, purging every sin and all the mess away. But he created a vessel with human hands this time. Told Noah to make it, but gave the design. Remember, the design is from God. Noah didn't just wake up and start making stuff. God gave him the design. Praise the Lord. And God said, what? Put a window and a door. Right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he put a door. The door is for what is going to use to bring in entry and exit. All the clean and unclean animals, because everything is going to die and this is going to be the new generation. All right? Replenish the earth. God said replenish. God wasn't going to wipe out and then recreate. He's going to what? Replenish. So a door is made. A door for replenishing. May God establish that in your life. So that anytime you are running short of anything, that thing will come back. God will provide for you. Amen. You can always begin again. God make the door for the ark. So doors are important to God. Hallelujah. All right, say 18, verse 1 to 2. Genesis 18, 1 to 2, meeting place. And the Lord did what? Appeared unto him, this is Abraham, appeared unto Abraham in the plains of Mamre, and he sat where? In the tent door in the heat of the day. Where did Abraham sat? Tent door. Verse 2. And lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. So I call this a meeting place. You can read the whole chapter later. Miracles are about to happen. Here's Abraham now still waiting for his Isaac to come, waiting for the promise to be made manifest. But he sat at the tent door. God understands what door means. Whether Abraham knew or not, he sat there, but God meets people at the door. Because he says, I'm what? I am the door. Hallelujah. At the door, he showed up. And from there, these three people that visited, their angels that looked like regular folks, and then declared, it was from here they declared that at the time of life, next year, you are going to have that miracle in your hand. May God visit you at the door of your home. May the impossible become possible. The door is a meeting place. Meeting of the divine. The divine, may he show up at your house. Not the thief. Not sin. May God show up on your door. He showed up for Abraham, and Abraham's life changed. He showed up for Sarah, and Sarah's life changed. Somebody give God praise. Somebody give God praise. Right? In Genesis 19, 9 to 11. This is where I always try to read your scriptures, because I know some of you never go home to read it, but I read it for somebody who's going to be listening to this message. Praise the Lord. Verse 9 to 11, Genesis 19. And they said, stand back. Who are these people saying stand back? These are angels. They came to Lot's house, where this is now happening in Sodom and Gomorrah. Lot was living there. Remember, he chose the plush land, but he didn't know that plush land was contaminated. May you not choose contamination. What made him do that? The eye gate. Greed. May your eyes be anointed to see the right place. It might look like it's not the right place, but that's the right place. And they said, stand back. And they said again, this one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. If these monitors are working, it's easier to read from here, but I have good eyes, so praise the Lord. I don't know how my eyes look at it. They're looking so big, looking up. I'm not sure. He said, and he will need to be what? A judge. And now we will deal worse with thee. These are the guys that are not wanting women, but they want guys. Then with them, and they pressed so upon the man, even Lot, and came near to what? Break the door. What is our first scripture again? Seeing what? Light at the door. They want to break the door. Continue, please. 10. But the men put forth their hand and pulled what? Lot into the house to them and shut to the door. Verse 11. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with what? Blindness, both small and great, so that they, what? Weary themselves to find the door. All those who come to your door to cause confusion, may the Lord strike them with blindness. In the name of Jesus. Some people come to your house to visit. They are coming with packages. Every unwanted packages, demonic packages, ungodly packages, contamination packages, may they not be able to enter your house. May the Lord strike all of them with blindness in the name of Jesus. And may he pull you away from that. May he pull your children from the claws of the enemy. Some have come to entice your children away from the Lord. God will bring them back. He will bring every one of them back home. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord contend with them. The meeting place, even in Lot's house, say, Lord, have mercy on me and my family. Visit my house. Visit my doors. Say amen. Do you know in some cultures, they call, the woman is called what? The door. You know that. Because through every woman, a woman is that God uses to bring humans to the earth. Right? He uses man and woman, but the woman is the one, is a gate. So most cultures, they call door. They ask you. You go to some cultures today, they go, even where I come from, they say, which door are you from? She's smiling, so they do that too. They say, which door? They call the woman the door. So, which door? Meaning, who is your mother? Your mother is a door. So, some of you who hate your mom, pray for your mother. Just whisper, nobody will hear, say, Lord, forgive me. Some of us, I love my mother, I never had that problem with my parents, so praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But those things, they do happen. May the Lord help us. Say, may the Lord help us. So I call that the door of no trespass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The door of meeting of miracles was that of Abraham. The door of no trespass is that of Lot. No trespass. Anything that wants to trespass you, may the Lord fight for you. Say amen. Tell the enemy no trespass. Remember, confession brings salvation. We're not just reading scripture, talking the word. You have to practicalize it. You speak so that door will be effective. May your mouth door be effective. Say amen. Yeah, some people, their door is not working. You need to get some grease and put on it. So it's called the anointing. So it can work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay, you ready for more doors? So now we have the what? Lord Jesus, we give you praise. There's so many. All right, we did the Isaiah. How about Amos 9? Here is Amos 9. We talked about the enemies being destroyed. Amos chapter 9. Read from verse 1. I saw the Lord doing what again? Where is the Lord standing again? I saw the Lord standing upon the altar, and he said, smite where? The lintel of the door, and that the post may what? Shake. And cut them in the head, all of them, and I slayed, and what? And I will slay the last of them with what? The sword, that fleeth of them shall not flee away. And he escaped of them shall not what? Be delivered. May the Lord deal with all your enemies. Enemies of your health. Enemies of your finance. Enemies of your family. Enemies of your business. Of your ministry. May the Lord stand in the altar. May he stand. And then he tells you what to do. He said, do what? Smite the lintel of the door. How many of you have stamped your door? It says, when you are having problems, he said, do what? I don't know. I'm going to stop. It's like, I don't know. Are you getting this? Are you interested in this? Or do what? Smite. When you see it in the word, you take it and you practice it. What did he say? There are problems. There are problems that are not going away. You're telling them, go away. They say, I'm staying. I'm packing here. And he said, what you do with that, you do what? Let's read again. So I saw the Lord. I'm preaching from an altar right now. God is in the altar all the time. And he says, I saw the Lord doing what? Standing upon the altar. And he said, smite. Slap the door. Lintel of the door. And when you do that, what's going to happen? You smite it until what? The door shakes. Some of you, when you knock on the door, this is what you do. I said, I came to your house. Nobody was at the door. But he's telling you to do what? Smite. Until it does what? Shake. When you do that, he begins to cut. 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 Well, these are spiritual warfare stuff. Some of you say, I'm a spiritual warfare. And I look at the person, you need deliverance. What spiritual warfare do you know? May you do things the right way. Because the Lord teaches you what to do. You do it, and God said, I'll begin to deal with all of them. I know some people are going home to go bang on their doors today. Praise the Lord. He said, do it, but don't break down your door. He said, just make sure it shakes. Amen. May he cut off everything your family has been dealing with that you don't want. These are problems that are refusing to go away. Look at the problem speaking. He said, all of them. Smite the lintel of the door, that the post may shake. Cut them in the head, all of them. And I will slay the last of them with the sword, that fleeth of them shall not flee away. They will not escape. And he that escape of them shall not be what? Delivered. So run anywhere, the Lord will find you. And his sword will deal with you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at some more doors. Praise the Lord. Let's look at the one we all know and we all like. Exodus 12. You all know this one. Verse 7. This is the Passover one. It says, and they shall take of the blood and do what? Strike it on what? The two side posts. On the upper door post of the houses wherein they shall eat. This is God ready to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt. This is the night that all firstborns are going to die, but God has made a provision. Remember, he says he's the door. Hallelujah. They might not have gotten what he was doing, but in the door there is deliverance. Because the blood is already in the door inside your heart. Four rivers flowing there. But you also have to do it physically. Praise the Lord. What's happening spiritually, you have to also do physically. See, put it on the door. Door has four sides. It's usually three sides, but where you stand, the bottom makes it four, right? The top, the bottom, the two sides. But the where your feet is going to be, your legs are already crossed already. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, go to verse 22. So the blood. We're going to read. And you shall take what? A bunch of hyssop. Dip it in the blood that is in the basin. And strike what? The lintel, the sides of the door. And the two side posts with what? The top and the sides. Strike it with the blood that is in the basin. None of you shall go out at the door of his house until what? The morning, because something is going to happen this night. So stay in. When the Lord gives you an instruction, follow it. Stay in. May you be on the right side of the door. Say amen. 23. Exodus 12, 23. For the Lord will do what? We pass through what? To smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over what? The door. So the Lord is going to come to your house. He's going to pass over the door. Think about how many households. Every household, the Lord passed through it. And will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. God is too amazing. I don't know how many millions of people were there. But he said, I'm passing through the door. Any door that has the blood, I'll pass through it. I'll be inside with you. So that when the destroyer comes, he can never touch any member of your house. May you learn to anoint all the doors of your house. May the destroyer not give you sickness and disease. Incurable stuff. Somebody said the blood of the Lord. Blood of Jesus. This was the blood of lamb that was doing this. When God sees blood, he knows what that means. May he see blood on your door. Do you know the Bible says, write the word of God and put it on your doors? Most homes don't have that. They say, oh, it's for the Jewish people. Well, they are smart doing it. Because when the enemy comes, the word is broadcasting, I'm here. Don't trespass. Praise the Lord. Hosea, can you please do Hosea 2? Actually, it's called the door of hope. Can I just say so you read? Let's do Hosea 2, 15. Hosea 2, 15. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for what? A door of hope. So there is a door of hope. And she shall do what? Sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. You know, when you just receive your miracle you've been waiting for, how joyful you are. God says he's going to put you in that state. May you be in the state of joy. State of rejoicing. State of dancing before the Lord. May the door of hope come into your home. Come into your life. Say amen. Instead of destruction, you have hope. Hope that is against all hope. Hallelujah. Let's look at Matthew. There are so many doors. I'm going to call some to you because I will not, otherwise I will not be able to cover the message. So write it down. I'll just tell you these are one verses so you can write it. I want to cover some ground because I don't want to be talking about this part later. I'm going to preach a different message. tonight. Praise the Lord. Matthew 6:6. That's prayer door. When you're going to pray, the Bible says, do what? Shut the door. Why? Because the Lord is going to pass through the door and be there with you. He's going to answer your prayers. Hallelujah. He doesn't just pass only at Passover time. He passes. He comes through the door when you invite him. Amen. Shut the door when you pray, and the one who passes through the door will be inside with you. Matthew 25:10. This is the bridegroom's door. This is the story of the 10 virgins going to look for oil at the last minute. But the Bible says when he came, some went shopping. That's not the time to shop. Shop before time. Get prepared. Prepare yourself now for the coming of the Lord. So that when he show up, that's not when he said, what was I supposed to do? No, nobody's going to be dealing with you at that time. Everybody becomes selfish. Everybody who wants to make it, they kept their oil. Nobody was borrowing anybody anything. You can read that story at home. Amen? The door was shut. Read verse 10. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and what happened? And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And what happened to the door? The door was shut. Remember, I read to you earlier from Revelation, God, the word of God, Jesus says, I opened the door and I shut the door. Hallelujah. May he not shut the door against you and your family. May the door be open. So I open the door for you. Be ready when the door is open. Don't act when it's too late. Act immediately. When the door is open, go through it speedily before it is shut. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Christian. So she's been showing you pictures. Praise the Lord. I just noticed now. Praise God. All right. Another one, Mark 1. This is the door of ingathering. May the Lord, Mark 1, verse 33. Mark 1, 33. Write it down. Door of ingathering. Jesus said, as the meeting place, he went at the door. They gathered at the door to hear the word of the Lord. And all the city, how many people came? All the city was gathered together where? Which door? Can everybody in the city fit on a door? The point is, the door is Jesus. They all gathered. Hallelujah. May you come to where God is. May he be your door and my door. Say amen. Say amen. The point is, after today, you will never look at doors the same. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In gathering door, may God gather his people to his house, that they will hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is the door where the coat was tied. Mark 11:4. Mark 11:4. They tied the coat at the door. Jesus. And all the city was gathered. No. Mark 11:4. And they went their way and found the coat. Remember, Jesus sent them to go look for it. And found the coat tied by the door. Where was the coat tied? By the door, without in a place where two ways met, and they lose him. Anything that has been tied down in your life by any door where the enemy has been broadcasting, may you be loose and be free from it in the name of Jesus, so that you'll be good for the master's use. That coat was set free. His destiny all the time was that the Lord would ride on it. But yet, it was tied down. May your destiny not be tied down. Any door where they tie your destiny down, you are free from it today. Free from that captivity. Your mind, your body, your soul, you will be who God says you are. You will be good for the master's use. That colt all the time was tied. Tied, doing nothing. But yet, when that colt was born, God says, that's the one I'm going to ride on. He will locate you and your family. And he will ride on you. the glory of God will be risen upon you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. That donkey had the shine that day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And give you a few more, and then we're going to pray. Luke 11, verse 7. I call this one the breakthrough door. Luke 11, verse 7. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is what? Now shut. And my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. This is where you need a breakthrough. You got to read the whole thing by yourself. Keep knocking. Should we read? Oh, Lord, I don't want to read more, but let's read a little bit more. Verse 8. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. Any door that is shut and say, I'm tired, we're going to sleep, you're not going to get your answer. For God's name's sake and for your sake, that door will be open. You will ask and you seek. It goes on to asking. This is about asking and seeking. Verse 9. And I say unto you, ask and you shall be what? Given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Don't take no for an answer. What did I say? If you want a yes, then don't take a no for an answer. Some people, they just say no and that's the end. They timidly and shyly walk away. But knock on that door. Amen. If they are tired, they are holding the answer that you need. No, it's coming out from that your tiredness. You're going to rise. Nobody's going to be tired sitting on your stuff. I say, wake up. Get up. Give me my stuff. That's what the Lord is teaching here. Don't take no. There is no no in God. He's the maker of heaven and earth. There's no impossibility with him. Everything you need is coming from him. And he has a full package. Full package. I receive full package from the Lord. Say amen. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll do one last one and then I'm going to stop. Luke 13, 25 to 30. Luke 13, so we'll stop for here today, this morning. Luke 13, 25 to 30. These are just doors, all kinds, different doors. When once the master of the house is risen up and has shut what? Shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall do what? Answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. This is the Lord. May the Lord not reject you. He is the master of the house. He is the owner of your life and my life. Verse 26. Then you shall begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. Familiarity. May familiarity not make you miss the mark. Take the word of the Lord serious. Praise the Lord. Some people are so familiar, even with their pastors. Because they eat and drink and wine. When he now says something serious to you, you don't even take it serious. Well, you're going to need that thing he was telling you. The time came. They didn't know the master also have the timing to shut the door. The door has always been open. Access has been granted over and over. But today, the door was going to get shut. And they didn't know it. May you know and understand the visitation of the Lord and know his timing so you will not miss your moment. May you not miss your moment in the name of Jesus. Verse 26, then shall you, did I read 26 already? Verse 27. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not from whence you are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. I thought we were the best workers in the ministry. Today, the Lord is rejecting. May the Lord not reject any of your works and my works. In the name of Jesus. May you be ready to the nano last second. In the name of Jesus. Do not take your spiritual walk casual. I'm reading to 30. There shall be what? Weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves trust out. Those people are having a good time, because Luke 16 tells you the story from 20 on about the story of Lazarus. We're not going there. And the rich man, yeah? Lazarus, Abraham was distributing. Remember, God spoke over Father Abraham, possessor of heaven and earth. So the resources are in his control, in earth and in heaven. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. In heaven too, you need something. It's going to come through Father Abraham. That's what the Bible, Jesus said it, not me. So praise the Lord. You can go read that for yourself. Yeah, he's telling you so. It's not only Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. You'll see them in the kingdom of God. Next one, 30. Oh, I didn't read 29. And they shall come from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. Many are going to come, all nations. Verse 30, our last verse. And behold, there are last. We shall be what? First. And there are what? First. We shall be last. You can read the whole chapter at your own time. Praise the Lord. May you not be the first that came and ended up being last. May you be the last that came and be first. May you have a seat in the kingdom of God. May you have a place in the kingdom of God. May the Lord anoint all our gates. Rise with me. I'm going to stop there for now. There's plenty more. I didn't even deal with gates and different stuff. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. Somebody just put your own hand on your own head so that will represent all your gates. Put your right hand. Father, Father, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch my life, touch my head, touch all the gates that you have put in my life, the ones in my head, the ones in my heart, the ones for birthing and eliminating, the ones for everything, the invisible and visible doors that you have put in my life. Jesus, be the door of my life. 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 My spiritual life. My physical life. My emotional life. My biological life. Every part of me, be the door. My physical house, be the door. Be the door. May I not allow sin to come to my door. May it not speak to me. And if it does, the answer is no. No. Somebody say no to sin. I say no to sin. And sin voices in the name of Jesus. I say yes to the shepherd's voice. To Jesus' voice, in the name of Jesus, I receive you as the door of my life. In Jesus' name, say a big amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Bless you. So is that we give God praise. I'm not sure. Did they show apostle at any time? So I know I've been talking. Okay, praise the Lord. If he comes on, let me know then, in case he wants to say anything. Praise the Lord. All right, it's that time we give to the Lord. It's that time we do what? Give to the Lord. So you're online or here, you give unto the Lord generously. I remember to give that extra. Some of you raise your hand that you will give towards the sound. So let's just try to complete it, you know, today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but if you are giving, please do so and indicate it so that we will know it is done. Apostle will be here already tomorrow to pay the bill. So praise the Lord. All right, God bless you. May God bless you and your family, those of you online. May all your doors also be anointed. The prayer I prayed here was for every one of us. Amen. Well, is that time to take communion? I don't know if you're going to ask Apostle if he wants to talk. Let me see. Before we do the communion. These monitors, they didn't come on once today. Yeah, he's online. So we'll do that later. Let's do our communion. When I'm greeting people online, then we can do that together. We're going to take communion so that all our doors are all covered. Amen? Say, Heavenly Father, I give you my life. This is the bread of life. As I take of this bread, that your body was already broken for me, I receive wholeness. I receive wholeness. Let every door in my life be whole now, be pure. Grant me access. Grant me access to the things of the kingdom. In Jesus' name, take and eat. Cup of blessing. And the blood of Jesus be applied to all your doorposts. The one in your homes, the one in your life, the one for every member of your family, your physical house also. We apply the blood of Jesus. Speak better things for our lives. And drive every enemy away from us. Smite them out. In Jesus' name, take and drink. I'm going to pray for us. Father, we have applied the blood. Every gate is now covered with the blood of Jesus. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Your blood is working on us now. Pass through the door of our hearts and every door of our bodies and protect us from every destroyer. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that financial breakthroughs are here for us, for this ministry and from families. In the name of Jesus, be in the door of the finances of this church, this ministry, and in every family. In the name of Jesus, pass through for us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. Oh, there's Apostle. Praise the Lord. All right. Are you on? Are you on fire? Oh, unmute. Unmute yourself. Praise the Lord. Say something while you're doing that so I know you're on.
I'm unmuted.
All right, I can hear you now.
I wasn't.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, bless you all, saints. It's such a joy to participate in the service today. What a powerful word from Mama. Deacon Wes is with me.
Yes.
Here
Hello.
Today.
Yeah,
we're listening
the Lord.
To the word
Your
together.
Your wife is smiling. She's here. Yeah, she can see you. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And your son, too.
Praise
yes.
God.
Yeah.
What a powerful word today. Mama, that was such a blessing.
Praise the Lord.
I thank God for you and for all that was brought forth today. You know, the very first passage of scripture that you mentioned about sin lying at the door. If you do the right thing,
yes.
You know, it will be good. It will be well with you. If you don't, sin is at the door. And Deacon Wes and I were just meditating on that word, you know, because doing good in that particular passage had to do with him given the right gift.
Yes.
And so God is saying to us in that passage, if you do the right thing, if you are given the right gift, sin will not have access. You know, and I reflected on that and meditated on it. And I took that with all the things that you shared today, you know, to heart, you know, be a person who hears from God and graciously gives to God what is pleasing to him. And he will personally shut the presence of, he will keep that sin asleep. You know, so I was joking around you. I said, do with your giving, put more blankets on that door. on sin, so it stays sleeping and not messing with you. Anyhow, it was just a great blessing, and I thank God for all of you that came out today. God is doing great things here. We have faced many battles, but we've won.
Yeah.
We've won. You know, the first night was an amazing night. Where people got delivered, supernatural delivered, pains of decades just eradicated and lives transformed. So we give God praise. Second night, we had a total blackout, and we couldn't have the meetings. The second night, the lights came on around 8-ish. And it was too late to start doing a service, but last night we were able to continue on. And the presence of God was so powerful. I got to minister to the chief of the community and spoke God's prophetic word over his life. And a pastor that was basically backslidden, not going to church for, I guess maybe about 3-4 years now, uninvolved, came in, rededicated his life. God ministered healing to him. So we're so excited about what has happened so far. We weren't planning on doing a service tonight, but there was going to be one, but we're not going to be engaged with them, you know, just to rest ourselves. But tonight will be actually our last night. And so we're excited, and thank you so very much, every one of you that have committed yourself to pray and intercede for this community. God is doing a work here, and we give God praise for the wonderful privilege of sharing the love of God with this community. So thank you so very much. We love you all. And we celebrate the goodness of God.
Amen.
Thank you for your giving. I will get the report, and our equipment will be shipped in this week. It will get on the boat on the ship to start heading towards us. So we thank God for that.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Well, Father, let's stretch our hands and pray for Apostle that the meeting tonight will be superb. Amen. I'm still going to greet people on Zoom. So
Zoom.
After I pray for, we pray for Apostle, you can cut online off. Father, we just thank you for Apostle and the team, Brother Wes and the pastors there and the meetings in God's River. Let the glory of God fall on that community.
Amen.
Everything that has attacked their doors will be removed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That you will drive the enemy away from that community. That it becomes a prosperous community. That the healing power of God, the wholeness of the word of God will go to work now. In the mighty name of Jesus. That the people will turn to you.
Yes, Lord.
Strengthen and refresh Apostle. Let the word of the Lord come through him. Do what you need to do. And move through him. In Jesus' mighty name. Take all the
Amen.
Glory and the honor. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord, for their safe return tomorrow. In
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Shalom. Bless you.
Shalom. Shalom.
All right. Bless you. Love you. Bye-bye. See you later. All right. Praise the Lord. Anybody left on Zoom? Plenty of people. Praise the Lord. All right, let us greet our brothers and our sisters on Zoom quickly.